following on from the weekend, any selection issues ahead of this trip to Manchester City?
No problems. I went and watched the game yesterday live, so it was interesting. It'd be nice to go to there, to, reigning cup holders, reigning Premier League champions, so I'm looking forward to the game.
And what was your impression of what you saw and potentially how to play them?
What I saw is which we all know, the world-class players, technically very, very gifted players. It was a good game, a very enjoyable game. They had a lot of possession of the ball. We might have to just defend, but at the moment we're defending very, very well.
And perhaps take the Mourinho stance. He almost got away with it again.
Well, at the end of the day, all managers set up their own way. They've got their own game plan. But no, I just felt it was a good game. And then I just thought Chelsea might have gone on and won it, but it just shows the character in the team to go down to 10 men and get a draw out of the game as well.
When you're preparing your side, or a non-Premier League side, to face a side like that, do you look at it differently? Do you look at them maybe more than you would an everyday opposition?
Well, I think their strengths outweigh their weaknesses. I'm just gone to the game the other day, because again, you can watch it from the TV, but I've just seen it live. Hopefully I just spotted a couple of weaknesses that hopefully we can exploit as well.
Such as?
Well, I'll tell you after the game.
It can seem on one hand quite daunting, but if you do get a look at them firsthand, maybe you notice more than you would, because otherwise it's all about headlines, superstars and millionaires and billionaires.
Well, at the end of the day, their manager's got a decision to make. I think we've got four games in the next 13 days. They play again on Saturday. I would imagine that the Premier League is maybe their priority, but he's got a big enough squad, quality of squad in depth. Whether he changes or what, I don't know until I get his team sheet, but I'll have the team ready and prepared to give him a good game.
It says a lot about how big clubs are able to stockpile players now, that whatever team they put out, it will have several internationals, if not 11 of them, and if not a few more.
I think they're probably all internationals. But again, it's a great opportunity for my players to test themselves against world-class players. Not being disrespectful, but to some of the teams in the Premier League. But definitely Manchester City have got world-class players, as of Liverpool, as of Arsenal, all the top teams, because when you talk about the Manchester Cities, you're always talking about finishing in the top four, and seeing them yesterday, I know they'll be there or thereabouts.
How much confidence do you take from the fact that Wednesday, to date this season, have defended superbly well, because you're going to need that on Wednesday more than ever?
Well, let's hope they'll need it as well. It's a great game for us, great game. Like I said on Saturday, the underdog will always have its day, and yes, we will. And I always try and evaluate and just think, well, then very rarely do you get these opportunities. So I think we'll play with the freedom, we'll play relaxed, we'll play composed. But one thing we'll play with 100% commitment as well.
As an experience, as a football fan, then, as opposed to being head coach, who would you quite like to see your players going up against when you play Man City?
Their team.
Yeah.
I'm not in control of that. I'm in control.
No, you're not. But if there was sort of a wish list, I wouldn't mind to see him play. I wouldn't mind managing a game in which that guy is on the opposition.
It doesn't matter whatever. One thing, like I think you said earlier, is that the law be internationals, whether it be an under 21 international or a full international. But they're a good side, and like I say, that the Premier League reigning champions and the Capital Cup holders at the moment. So. But it's one good game for us. It's a bit of a freedom from the league fixture. But I've got to have one eye on what else is coming up. We've got Cardiff, we've got Ipswich, and we've got Leeds United as well coming up.
Because you have a momentum at the moment, I suppose it's important that in whatever way you can, performance-wise, you keep that momentum up against Man City.
You just want to keep the confidence very high. And like I say, it's one game that the players are desperately looking forward to. I've got many lads chomping at the bit wanting to play in this game, but we'll cause them problems. We'll cause them problems, as I think we've spotted one or two weaknesses, maybe.
And what do you make of the job Manuel Pellegrini has done? Because it must be difficult to come in when they've already recently won, and he's carried that on and perhaps arguably done it in a more successful way.
He's done a fantastic job. First job in England to win the Premier League title, and obviously to win the cup. So credit to him. And sometimes it's about managing the egos at that level, because like I say, he's got world class players who expect to be playing, but he can only pick 11. I can pick 11, and hopefully our 11 will get a good result there on Wednesday.
I mentioned the idea of stockpiling players. Is it for the rest? And that's including Premier League teams. The fact that there are four or five clubs that are able to have such a wealth of talent, does that get a bit frustrating that it almost skews the market? It's a bit like London house prices. It makes it difficult for everybody else.
Well, it is frustrating, as like you say, they can stockpile. I think Chelsea at this moment in time have got probably something like 20-odd players out on loan. So it just shows what they can do. The disappointing thing is because the Manchester Cities are always going to be involved in all the competitions, whether it be the Premier League or Champions League. They need that strength in depth. But then also, what probably the disappointing thing is probably the amount of foreign players that are coming that's stopping the British players. I think there was a stat the other day in the Champions League game, all the teams that have featured in the Champions League, I think there was probably only 17 British boys that featured. So it's affecting the national team as well.
That is kind of worrying, isn't it? Particularly for the national team and progression going forward, because you can't really see a sea change in that respect.
Well, that's the way it is at the moment. It's a multicultural league. I think when Manchester City played the other night, I think it was only Joe Hart, the only Englishman that was representing England. But like I say, that's the way football is at the moment. And the Championship hasn't got as bad as that, but I'm just a little bit disappointed for some of the younger lads that maybe don't feel as though getting an opportunity. But maybe that's to our benefit at Sheffield Wednesday. That's where we can get players in on loan, as we saw with Sam Hutchinson last season.
If it was perhaps a different club in that top four or five, we might be saying, I wonder if they're going to take this seriously. But as the current holders of the League Cup, you kind of know Manchester City are.
Yeah, they will do. At the end of the day, like I say, all these competitions start the season, it's always the same names that get mentioned that's going to win it, whether it be Chelsea, Manchester City, Arsenal, Manchester United. At the moment, their wheels seem to have come off a little bit at Manchester United. But there's always a chance for the underdog, as Bradford showed last season as well.
I wonder, when you're looking at your team, and let's focus on Wednesday, shall we, as opposed to the opposition, do you look at how a player may well be training and just see, look, if they're a little bit extra confident and more likely to not get cold feet at a place like Man City?
No, we won't get cold feet. We'll just enjoy the occasion. I just think there's a pressure off when you're not playing league games, and the players will play relaxed, they'll play composed. But the most important thing is the team. The team's the most important. It's not the individual, it's about the team. And if anybody's sort of trying to play for themselves, they'll either end up be sat next to me in the dugout, because like I said, we'll need a team performance there.
It's interesting. Elan's just been talking about that and the spirit. I would imagine it's quite difficult to foster sometimes. So the fact that it's really quite high at the minute must please you greatly.
It does. I just look at, like I keep saying before, with the effort and the commitment that they're all putting in. Last probably two games, we haven't probably played as well with the ball, but we've had spells in the game, but probably not dominated as long as we had. But it just shows to go away to Birmingham and get a result, and to beat Reading on Saturday as well and keep two clean sheets.
It's interesting, one of the things you said on Saturday to us was about the work rate of the two strikers, doubtless elsewhere too, but specifically the two strikers in May and Niuiu. And Niuiu perhaps turning himself around at Sheffield Wednesday, it's become one of the key features of how Wednesday progressed this year.
Yeah, very much so. I just believe, not just Sheffield Wednesday, but any centre-forward at any football club who tries to make a bad ball into a good ball and chases a lost cause, and puts either a full left-back, right-back or centre-back under pressure. That's what the fans want. And then, obviously, you want the goals to go with it.
How difficult was that? Because you've obviously known him for his entire duration has been here. Niuiu, this is, by the way. That, you know, he came in and there was a bit of pressure, then there was a bit of stick, and now all of a sudden he's a fan's favourite. That must have been, that's quite a difficult journey.
Well, everybody loves a centre-forward. Everybody likes a forward. Going back to when Hirsty was here, I played with Hirsty many, many years ago at Barnsley, but everybody loves a centre-forward. And as it's shown with Stevie May, we're probably disappointed that he's not got as many goals as he has, but one thing he can't fault is his effort and his commitment. And maybe his effort and his commitment got him that little bit of a break on Saturday with his goal.
Final few from me. In your coaching career, have you been involved in the giant killing aspect?
Possibly, yeah. I think when I was at Southampton as a player, we ended up winning at Manchester United. So, but like I say, it'd be a great release for my players to test themselves against these world-class players.
In terms of team selection, I was at Burnley. I mean, you've got a few selection poses, haven't you, in changing the team. Do you look at that for this one?
Well, I'm looking up to the next international break. And then, like I say, we've got four games in the next 13 days. And I've got to have one eye on that. The most important thing is our bread and butter is the league. The most important thing is keeping this run going. But no, whatever 11 players I'll put out, I know they'll be 100% committed. And one thing we do know in this football club, if we fail on ability, not lack of application, and I can't fault the players' application.
I suppose the big one with that is that Burnley Kirkland got a run out. Westwood's been playing in the league. Does Kirkland get the nod for Man City?
You'll see on my team sheet just about an hour before kickoff.
And it wouldn't be a press conference if we didn't ask you about loans. Has anything progressed on that? Can it?
No, at the moment, I had a phone call today. One of the lads that we're chasing, unfortunately, has got an injury, so that won't be happening. So again, we just keep carrying on. But the most pleasing thing is, like I say, I've got a group of players. I've got competition for places. We're playing well. But it is going to be a squad game, and the squad will get used over these next four games in 13 days.
That player wouldn't happen to be Liam Bridcott, would it? That's the latest name to do the rounds, the lad at Sunderland.
Yeah, I saw that. But no, recently he's just moved there from Brighton to Sunderland. No, he's not on the radar.